Hello and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Saturday, December 17th. My name is Wayne Splon, and it's my privilege to join you in reading God's Word together. Today we'll be reading Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, "In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." A voice says, "Cry," and I said, "What shall I cry?" All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows on it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, "Behold your God." Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighted the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who has measured the Spirit of the Lord, or what man shows him counsel? Whom did he consult, and who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are accounted as the dust on the scales. Behold, he takes up the coastlands like fine dust. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are its beasts enough for burnt offerings. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are accounted by him as less than nothing and emptiness. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness compare with him? An idol? A craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold, and casts it for its silver chains. He who is too impoverished for an offering chooses wood that will not rot. He seeks out a skillful craftsman to set up an idol that will not move. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing, and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when he blows on them, and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name. By the greatness of his might and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Today's devotion is titled, "The Everlasting Lord." Sometimes the challenges of life can be overwhelming. We might be overwhelmed by the personal or professional challenges we face. It may be that we are burdened by the global atrocities we read about in the newspaper or see covered on the news. Whether we experience difficulties on a local or global scale or some combination of the two, we often feel despair as we see all that is wrong in the world and acknowledge that we simply do not have the resources to right all the wrongs we see. To whom can we turn for strength and comfort in such seasons? Isaiah 40 contains a comforting word for the burdened and downcast. In this chapter, Isaiah does not offer assurance to God's people by giving them a pep talk or assuring them that they can overcome if they will only work harder. Isaiah acknowledges the limitations of human beings. All flesh is here today and gone tomorrow, and even young people are weary and exhausted. Rather than encouraging the people of God to look to themselves for salvation, Isaiah implores them to turn their eyes to the everlasting God. This God is far greater than all the false gods and idols of the nations. He created the universe by the power of His word and sustains every square inch of creation, even calling out the stars each evening by name. God's power and wisdom are matchless, and God's people ought to be comforted by the truth that this powerful God will deliver them if they will only wait for Him. If you are overwhelmed by the challenges in your life or the hardships you see in the world, take comfort in the truth that God is with you and will certainly accomplish His good purposes in your life and in this world. Rather than looking to yourself or other people for strength and encouragement, look to the Lord of all creation. Wait for Him with the sure and certain hope that He will renew your strength and guide you as a shepherd guides and provides for His sheep. I invite you to pray with me. Father, I pray that You would give us a renewed sense of Your holiness and Your might. We pray that we would not look to other gods, that we would not look to ourselves or other people as a source of salvation. We pray that we would look to You alone and that You would renew within us a proper understanding of who You are, and that we would bow before You in worship, and that we would dwell in the security that comes from knowing that You are the one and only God over all creation, and You are also our Redeemer. We offer this prayer in Christ's name.